Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Fred Rayleigh, the Submarine Guy, coming to you with another training session. This one is on building your list and becoming a smart entrepreneur. We've already talked about defining your target market, so you know what they want, you know what their pain points are. We've got your blog set up, so you're going to have a place to start loading up your expertise on your blog. And the one thing you need to add into that, which is critical for your success as an internet marketer, is building your list. If you hadn't started building your list yet, or you started building a list and you thought you failed for some reason, you're already making money online, then you need to stop and start monetizing all the traffic that you're sending by capturing their information into your autoresponder. I can't emphasize this point enough. I've likely lost tens of thousands of dollars by not starting my email collection early enough in my internet marketing career. Don't make that mistake. I don't know if you follow other marketers or not, but I follow a lot of successful people, and Ray Higdon is one of my favorites. He's got a mindset very much like me. He's a blogger. He's a list builder. He's a networker. He's an internet marketer. I really aspire to what he's already built. But just recently, he put out an email and drove me back to his blog to read this, what he says about email marketing. He says, "Email is still our number one source of income." So this is one of those deals that I can't comprehend, Ray says. I can't comprehend being any kind of entrepreneur or being in any kind of business as an owner and not figuring out that it makes sense to have an email list. Let me read that first line again from Ray. Email is still our number one source of income. That's powerful from coming from a $1 million per year earner. So take that to heart. Now look at these stats I'm going to tell you about email marketing here. Email marketing is used by 82% of the business-to-business and business-to-consumer companies around the internet. 89% of marketers rate email as their primary channel for high-paying customer acquisition. 75% of Gmail's 900 million users access their accounts on mobile devices. And for every dollar spent on email marketing, the average return on investment is over $44. And I've got a bunch more stats. I'll probably put these up on the blog, but that's enough to give you an idea that email marketing is powerful. There's a lot of email so-called gurus around that are telling you email is dead, it's all social media, get your social media accounts, contact your people on social media. Bull hockey. Email is still and will be for the long term a powerful, powerful marketing medium. And you've for the cost, which is next to nothing, you've got to be building your list because it's one of the few assets that you actually own that if everything else went dark, you would still have your email list. So a lot of people ask me, well, what would I be sending to my list? And I reply in a lot of different ways for a lot of different people. But basically, if you want to sell things on the internet, you've got to have some expertise. We talked about that in defining your target market. You've got to have some expertise and know about your product, your service, whatever it is, so that you can impart that expertise and knowledge to your prospects. And email is going to be the way, the means to do that. Now, there's several ways to do it, but it all starts with email. The way I like to use email is to send short emails with a single purpose. I use an enticing call to action to get the reader to go read my blog post or to go watch a video or to go listen to an audio like you're doing right now or maybe any of a half dozen other things. Reading a long email is generally pretty boring, especially if you're reading it on your smartphone or a tablet. So you want to get them in and out of your email and following your exciting directions to go over to your blog or your video or your audio to give them a much richer experience of your expertise. And while they are, say, on your blog reading your article, they might just happen to see a sidebar ad that you've placed strategically and click on it and keep moving around your site. Now, one nice thing about that is once they get on your site and they see other enticing pieces of information that, of expertise that you've posted on your blog or linked to from another link, Google really likes it when your readers stay on your site for a longer time. It's called bounce rate. When somebody leaves your site, they bounce off. So the longer your bounce rate time or your bounce time, the better Google thinks that you know what you're talking about. And so they give you more juice or credibility in the form of, guess what? Search engine ranking. Sweet, huh? Search engine, higher search engine ranking means freer, more free traffic that you don't have to pay for. So each blog post, for instance, should have a call to action at the end of it to tell the reader what to do. You want to keep your reader moving from your email to your blog to your audio to your video to your PDF to another article, etc., to keep them more and more interested in what you've got to say on your blog. And since they got on your list to first learn about your topic, there's a really good chance that they'll do just that. They'll stay on your site, soaking up your expertise and knowledge. The more you have there, the more they're going to stick around and read it and start to absorb it, and therefore start that increasing that know, like, and trust factors that they'll have in you. I like to give readers a varied menu of how to soak up my expertise. Some people like video. Some folks like written articles. Some folks like audio, like you maybe. And audio, by the way, is great for listening to on the road or on a smartphone if you're like walking down the street. You know how kids are these days, right? With your smartphone. Some people also like graphics. You've seen infographics are kind of popular these days. I'm not as into graphics as I probably ought to be, but I know where to go to get them made. So that's one way to get that kind of thing done. The more options you give your reader to consume your knowledge, the more they're going to do just that. And the more they do that, the better chance they'll get to know, like, and trust you better and eventually buy your stuff. And that's the whole goal, right? To have them buy your stuff. Of course it is. So the longer they stay on your site, the more chance they'll have at making a sale. In the situation that you have customers buying a product from you, you should be gathering their email address upon payment so that you can contact them in the future and inform them of new products and new offers you might have. Let's say you're an affiliate marketer, and you should be using a lead capture page, which we're going to talk about in probably the next lesson, to gather leads from traffic that doesn't convert or that does convert. And you can use these presenting, you can do this by presenting viewers with a squeeze page to pull their email address from them in exchange for something of value like a free video or a free report. Now, here's an important statistic that if you don't remember anything else or write down anything else, write this down and commit this to memory. 80% of all sales are made between the 5th and the 12th contact. 80% of all sales are made between the 5th and the 12th contact. Now, if you didn't just fall over in your chair thinking, oh my God, I can't do this, keep listening because it's not as hard as you might think. If you think about that and compare that to what you see most people doing in marketing online, especially internet marketing, rarely does anyone even follow up more than once or twice, if even that much. And there are so many things you can follow up with, and you introduce them all with email marketing. You can send folks to a video about your product or service. Send folks to an audio recorded about your product or service. You can send folks to a PDF document about your product or service. You can send folks to a blog post about your product or service. You can send folks to a testimonial page about your product or service. Are you starting to get the drift? Marketing is a battlefield. 50% of the people who sign up on your list won't even open your email. unless you're really good at writing headlines. And that's a topic for another training I've got for you down the road a bit. I got lots of goodies in this area. So if 50% of your subscribers are dead, then it's your job to educate the remaining 50% on your product or service to the point of them purchasing it from you. Remember, you must contact them multiple times. 80% of all sales are made between the 5th and the 12th contact. And contacting them with different methods of giving them information will get you a far better response too. Again, use video. Some people like audio, written articles, PDF documents, or graphics. A mixture of all these will give you a better chance of having your readers continually engaged. And if you don't think you can do all this, all you got to do is learn. Listen, you weren't born knowing how to ride a bike, but you learned. You weren't born knowing how to drive a car, but you learned. And you can learn how to write articles. You can learn how to make videos. You can learn how to make audios. This stuff is not rocket science. I'm 63 years old. I hadn't made a video until 2 or 3 years ago. I hadn't recorded audios till a year or so ago. You can learn how to make graphics. I'm not the greatest at graphics, but I can do some graphics work, and I know where to go for the tools online like Canva and Pixabay and those kind of places to grab free, no license kind of graphics that I can modify and use as my own. None of this is hard. But the power it creates in your communication to prospects is just awesome and phenomenal. And email marketing is by far the most powerful asset to any business nowadays. To skip over this is only hurting you in the long run, because you won't be able to drive massive traffic consisting of people that trust you already to any offer you have. Think of it in terms of a brick and mortar business. Let's say you have a restaurant and you've collected email addresses from your customers for a year, and you know from your experience that Thursday is always your slow day. Well, why not email your potential customer, your past customers, and say, hey, if you come in tonight between 6 and 8, we'll give you 15% off and a free dessert and a coupon for, you know, yada, 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 whatever you can give away to bring in customers. And you can have a flood of customers coming in on Thursday night, your dead night. Obviously, you're not going to do that for Friday and Saturday if those are your big nights, but maybe you do it again on Sunday night or Monday night. Your email list is a huge, huge asset of people that like what you have. And so you can learn to use that to bring in income whenever you want just by sending out an offer to your list. You should always be adding customers, visitors, readers, fans, and traffic to your email list so you can monetize them and contact them later on down the road. Now, here's a great resource. If you're reading this on the blog, the subject line is Growing Your Business with Email Marketing. It's an article by one of the AWeber authors and is one of the better ones. So that's why I put a link on the blog post and in the PDF document. So you'll have to get it from one of those places. And also, you'll have to get a link to my AWeber account. The AWeber is the autoresponder for managing your email campaigns over all others. There's a link to it here and in the blog post on this topic. There's more good info on AWeber than all other autoresponders combined. You can also integrate AWeber with all kinds of other marketing platforms. Now, you may not want to do that right now, but it will come in handy later if you want to do that. They've really made it point-click easy that anybody could do it. And AWeber also has a lot of automation features like list segmenting, tracking open and click rates, and more. Stuff you might not understand right now, but you're going to find invaluable later as you improve your marketing. So go grab your AWeber account right now. It's only $1 for the first month, then $19.95 per month thereafter. Quite the bargain to start building such a valuable asset for your business. And I'll have more in follow-on trainings for things you can do to build your list, how to use lead magnets and lead capture pages, and things like that to get people to opt into your list so that you can send them offers. But for right now, that's all we got. Get your AWeber account with your target market defined from our first lesson, and with your blog in our second lesson. We're going to start filling that blog with expert information from your knowledge, and putting people into your AWeber account to build your list, and you'll start making those sales over and over and over. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Go back and listen to this again. If you're listening to this on a YouTube video, please give me a like and a share, and a comment if you have one. Sharing is a great thing to do because it helps others start to understand the importance of internet marketing. And it's just frankly a nice thing to do. So that's all I have for now. Have a great day.